everyone this evening. We do give everyone a very warm welcome in their service here tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we trust that God will bless you as you hear the word of God read and spoken, that God will bless you and that you might be encouraged and strengthened. And those that need a touch from the Lord, that the Lord might touch and deliver those that need a healing touch tonight. I'm sure that everyone's aware of what's happening in the world with Israel, and the Word of God tells us we are to pray for the peace of Israel. And we're praying for Israel, and we also know at this end time, and those of us that understand things of the end time, that we know that Israel is a time clock for the true bride or church of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not talking about the Church of Jesus Christ as a name of a denomination, but I'm talking about those that's truly born again, baptized by one Spirit into one body, the mystical body of Jesus Christ. That's the church I'm talking about tonight. And the word church means called out ones. And the Lord has definitely called us out, in, and He's going to call us up. Let us bow for a word of prayer this evening, and we've heard a wonderful testimony of our sister Amanda. We thank the Lord for how He's touched her and blessed her, and I want to ask that we continually pray that you come to full strength completely. God bless you all this evening. Let us bow while we pray and ask the Lord's blessing tonight. Father in heaven, we bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. I pray the Holy Spirit will move over the airwaves tonight, that you will bless and speak to your people in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you will be glorified and uplifted. Help us to speak your word. I take the Holy Spirit to help me, and I thank you that you do. Cover us with your precious blood. Wash us in your precious blood and cleanse us and sanctify us from every wrong thought, word or deed in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lord, we pray for the peace of Israel, and we also pray for Sister Amanda for complete deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus Christ. And for any others this evening, may you touch them and deliver them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We had a wonderful service this morning. Our brother Jackie preached on time, and we appreciated the ministry this morning from our brother Jackie, and people responded to the message, and the Lord truly did touch men and women this morning. And we just give the God all the praise and all the glory to His lovely and precious name. I want to read you one of my favorite verses in all of the Bible, and many of the wonderful servants of God use this as their theme verse in days gone by, Hebrews 13 verse 8. And tonight my title is The Great Miracle Worker. I could call it the four nevers of the great miracle worker, but I'm going to preach about the great miracle worker tonight, and there's four specific things I want you to write down. I will share them tonight. Four specific things. These are key revelation points this evening. Not just like a four-pointed ply, but these four principles of Scripture will bless you, deliver you, and help you tonight. Write them down. Remember them. Rehearse them. Know them. For they are absolutely the truth of the Word of Almighty God, these four things I'm going to talk about this evening about the great miracle worker. Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Then if we read John 2, verse 23, now when he was in Jerusalem, at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw miracles, which he did. And we know those miracles began in chapter 2 of John when he turned the water into wine. That was what many Bible students call the beginning of miracles. I believe it started way before that, but you know how it's said, it's true, and it's so wonderful. When I read God's word, I can see Jesus is a great miracle worker straight away. And today the great miracle worker is unchanged. Now, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to read you a little portion from the Seven Church Age book, chapter 3. And I want to read just a little portion tonight while I start this message. Here it is. An unchanging God with unchanging ways. What he did at the first, he will have to keep on doing until it is done for the last time. There will never be a change. Apply that to the church ages, and we know there's seven church ages, and we're in the last of the seventh church age today. The kind of man that God chose for the first age, and how God manifested us in that man's ministry, would be the example for all other ages. What God did in the first church age is what he wants to do in all other ages. And we know that Paul the Apostle was without question the messenger to the first church age. And we know the word of God says special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul the Apostle. I want to share with you first of all tonight, write it down, four things about the great miracle worker. Number one, the ministry of the great miracle worker, Jesus Christ, is unchanged. I want to say that again. The ministry of Jesus Christ, the great miracle worker, is unchanged. Many people preach a historical Jesus, but I do not believe in a historical preaching of Jesus. I believe, Hebrews 13, verse 8, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And my first thought this evening is the great ministry of the great miracle worker is unchanged. We know we're living in changing times, but the ministry of Jesus Christ has never changed. That means it's the same. It is the same. In Matthew 9:35, it tells us, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. If you take the miracles out of the ministry of Jesus Christ, what have you got left? If you take the miracles out of the Bible, you no longer have a Bible, because your Bible is a miracle book and the ministry of Jesus is a miraculous ministry. Do you realize that 80% of the New Testament is based on the miracle ministry of Jesus Christ? Let that soak in. 80% is based on the miracle ministry of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we ought to preach something that the Bible talks about a lot. We should emphasize it a lot. That Jesus Christ was the greatest miracle worker yesterday in the Bible, and he still is the greatest today. He came to cleanse a leper. He came to save. He came to heal. He came to deliver from demons and devils. A healer of the sick. A life giver. To create new life in every single person that will believe on him. When you read further down through chapter 2 of John, you will come to chapter 3 and you will see that Jesus preached to Nicodemus, you must be born again. So first of all, we see the great miracle worker, that his ministry has never changed. Then secondly, the power of the great miracle worker, Jesus Christ, has not changed. So number one, his ministry has not changed. Number two, his power has not changed today. not only his ministry, but his power has not changed. Matthew 28, verse 18. Everybody quotes part of Matthew 28, but let's quote verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He made all things by the power of his word. Spoken word is truly, definitely, the original seed. Jesus Christ made all things by the power of his word. Just like being born again, just like the blood, the Bible says that Jesus was the Lamb of God slain from the very foundations of the world. God knew everything he was going to do back then. Let's read Colossians 16, chapter 1, verse 16 to 20. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. That means that you were made for the Lord. You were not made for the devil to domineer you or dominate you, but you were made for the Lord. For the Lord. For the Lord's purpose. For the Lord's reason. The Lord loves you. The Lord wants to dwell in you and be with you. The Lord loves you tonight. And God's love is not like our love. His love never changes. He hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. God so loved the world. John 3, 16. Look at verse 17 of Colossians 1. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And the word consist means maintained. He maintains all things. This whole earth is not maintained by all the scientific garbage which we hear. And by the way, the word of God warns us, heed not the scientists so falsely called. They talk about global warming and all this different rubbish. That's all I believe it is. I don't believe one bit of it. I believe it's all consists by God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that. He's in control. Nothing can happen to Mr. or I. God knows every single thing that's taken place. Verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in him all things he might have the preeminence. Praise God. Verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. Verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven, by him. Praise God. His power is over all creation. He spoke the sun and the moon into being. He spoke to the raging sea and it became calm. He took a boy's lunch, 5 loaves, and he fed 5,000. In another scripture, he took 7 loaves and he fed 4,000, and he took up 7 baskets in one place that remained, and they were the big baskets because they represent the Gentiles, 7 church ages, and he took up 12 baskets in another scripture, which were smaller because they represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Every single scripture has a reason, an interpretation, and a meaning, and God's word needs no man to interpret it. It will interpret itself. When God said, let a virgin conceive, it fumbled the people that give it even. They didn't know what it really meant, but they spoke it under inspiration, and God himself brought it to pass, to fruition. Too many people are trying to bring about a fulfillment of the word of God. You do not have to struggle to be healed or struggle to be saved. God's word gives the instructions, and if you believe, God will back up his word to you and me. Praise God. He took 5 loaves and fed 5,000, 7 loaves and fed 4,000. And look, what the baskets he took up, what remained. He walked on the water. He raised the dead. One word from the great miracle worker, and the leper he would say, neither do I condemn thee. Go thy way and sin no more. One word from the great miracle worker, and the greatest enemy of any man was destroyed, and that enemy is called sin. He destroyed death at Calvary. Death and life met at the cross, and life conquered death at Calvary. Death and life met. Death died. He took full control of the enemy. He plundered hell that he might populate heaven. That's the great miracle worker that I'm preaching about tonight. His name is Jesus Christ. You can never put anyone beside him or before him. He is the greatest of all Bible men. This book says, if I, Jesus Christ, be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If you want to see people saved and delivered, you need to preach Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Romans 6 and 9 tells us, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death of no more dominion over him. I told you, he conquered it at the cross. Because death have no more dominion over him, sin have no more dominion over him, or those that are in Christ. Do you realize that you don't have to be conquered by Satan, and you do not have to be conquered by sin because of the great miracle worker? Romans 6 verse 10, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but you are under grace. We're not under the law. So many people, they try to do a lot of works, but you need to watch one thing. If you're feeling led or want to do something, make sure you're in God's will. Because a lot of people do God a service without it being the will of God. You need to make sure, whatever you're going to do, that you're in God's will. If you're trying to be a preacher and God never called you, you better stop. And whatever you're trying to do, you need to make sure you're in the will of God. If you're not called to be a pastor and you're trying it, you better stop. If you're not called to be an evangelist and you're trying it, stop. Do what God wants you to do. Whatever God wants you to do, whatever God's will is for you, do it with all your heart and with all your might unto the Lord. Hear this. God can do more in 5 minutes when his people are in the will of God and led by the Holy Spirit than all of us can do in a lifetime through our own ambition and through church ethics and so forth. It will never amount to squiddly. But God can do it through men and women that surrender to the Holy Spirit. Sin will not even have dominion over you. That's Romans 6, 14. Thank God for the grace of God. Malachi 3, verse 6 tells us, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Number 3, write down number 3 this evening. Have you forgot any of these? I'll go over them at the end. The great miracle worker, Jesus Christ, teaching has never changed. A lot of people say, we need to change our doctrine, we need to change our teaching. I'm sorry, it's never changed. The teaching of the great miracle worker has never changed. He never ever gave nobody permission to preach that he no more saves, and he never ever gave nobody permission to preach that he no more heals. He gave nobody permission. Nobody has permission from the Bible to ever preach that Jesus Christ does not heal today. That is absolutely false teaching. It's heresy. That's what it is. It's apostasy. It's antichrist teaching because it's anti-word. Remember our opening scripture, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The great miracle worker, Jesus Christ, teaching has never changed. John 7, 46, the officers answered and said, never man speak like this man. I tell you, nobody could talk with the wisdom and authority of Jesus. Whatever Jesus said, it came to pass. is your savior. Your father is God. Therefore, somebody's watching over you right now. Someone is Almighty God. Romans 8, verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He taught us the new birth, John 3, verse 3 to 7. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born in the flesh is flesh, and that which is born in the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. You can never call God your Father if you're not born again. This is a principle, foundation, doctrine, teaching of Jesus Christ, and it cannot be changed. You cannot be saved any other way. There is no new message or program that can bring you to salvation. It has to be the way it always was. That is through the new birth in the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1 verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. He also taught us not to fear. A lot of people are going about in fear, but he taught us not to fear. Mark 5:36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. No matter what you're facing today, only believe. Only believe. The teaching of Jesus Christ is the same. He taught us to believe for all things. Mark 9:23, Jesus saith unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that will believe. Anything. Little faith can move big mountains, is what Jesus Christ taught us. You might say, I have no faith. Our brother mentioned it this morning. Romans tells us, till every single one of us is given a measure of faith. Matthew 17:20, and Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove thence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. If you have faith in God, anything can happen. He also taught us what he did, we can expect to do in his name. Whatever he did, we can expect to do in his name. We cannot do it. I can't do it in the name of Tommy McKinstry. And I can't do it in the name of William Branham. I can't do it in the name of Swigglesworth. I can't do it in the name of Jack Coe or T.L. Osborne. I could quote them all. But there's not one of them names that I can use to do it. God has given him a name that the Bible says is far above every other name. That's the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we appreciate all those wonderful prophets, apostles, of servants of God, but we cannot use any of their names to do it. Because we have a name that is higher, greater than any other name. And any one of those true servants or prophets of God would tell us, I only point you to Jesus Christ. I do not point you to myself. I point you to Jesus Christ. And God's servant William Branham said, people are not getting to Christ. They must get to Jesus Christ. That's the answer, brothers and sisters. People must get to Jesus Christ. He's the one. I can do anything. He also taught us what he did. We can expect to do the same. John 14:12, the works that I do, shall ye do also, and greater, which means more, than these shall ye do, because I go unto the Father. Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Get well. That's the word of God. I believe the word of God. Now, some preacher might preach that it finished up with the disciples, but he's a false prophet. That's all he is. Let's stick with the book. The book is our authority. Let's get back to the book, the word of God. And as your brother John said a couple of weeks ago, people say, let's get back to the book, but they don't believe the book. We must believe the whole book, that Jesus Christ is a Savior, a healer, a baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and the soon coming King, Jesus Christ. The teaching of this great miracle worker has never changed. The great miracle worker has promised he would confirm his own teaching. May I tell you, you don't often see men doing what William Branham did. When William Branham preached at the end of its service, he bowed his head and he said, Lord, if I have preached the truth, let the God that wrote the word come on the scene now and confirm that word. And God would come and confirm the word with signs and with wonders and divers miracles. Didn't the disciples pray that in the book of Acts? They prayed, Lord, stretch your arm forth with mighty signs and wonders and divers miracles in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. That is a prayer that we need to be praying, which is in the book of Acts. Read the book of Acts. The book of Acts is the blueprint for any true church today. Here is my fourth statement tonight, and I'm closing on it. Number four, the presence of the miracle worker is unchanged. You can expect the same presence of the miracle worker to come upon you that was on him when he was here 2,000 years ago. We're not preaching a historical Jesus. We're preaching a Jesus Christ that's the same tonight that he ever was. Luke 5, verse 17. Luke 5, verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. Here is one of my favorite verses. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. I tell you, we need the power of the Lord present to heal. And you will never have the power of the Lord present if you don't preach the full gospel. When you preach the full gospel, you can say with Paul the Apostle that the preaching of the gospel is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. So the full gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And we believe in preaching the full gospel, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. His presence is unchanged. His presence is unchanged. Where his presence is, his power is there. Hallelujah. Where his presence is, his power is there. Matthew 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in his name, there am I in the midst of them. These are the words of Jesus Christ. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, that's the very thing that they want to stop today, is the gathering of God's people. Brothers and sisters, let's shake off the fear of man, which produceth a snare, and let's put on the Spirit of God and the fear of God, which bringeth wisdom and bringeth us to repentance. God's chosen place of worship. Where is it? Where he has put his name. Where he has placed his name. Where his name is, in the midst he will bless. Wherever his name is, we must gather in his name. And if we gather in his name, he will bless us. Because we're gathered in his name. For his name. is where the gathering of the people shall be. John 12:32, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Wherever his word is preached, he is there to make it good. Isaiah 55:11, mark these scriptures well. Hear the word of God this evening. Hear the word of the Lord. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And void means empty. Because when you read, the earth was without form and void, empty, upside down, chaos. God's word will not bring chaos. It will not be empty, but it shall accomplish that which he pleases. It shall prosper in the thing whitherto I send it. Have you heard the word of the Lord tonight? Then the word will prosper you. The word will bless you. The word will heal you, save you, and strengthen you. That's what God's word is able to do. Glory to God. Here's my four thoughts as I close again. For those that missed them, write it down. This great miracle worker, Jesus Christ, is unchanged. Number one, his ministry has never changed. Number two, his power has never changed. Number three, his teaching has never changed. Number four, his presence has never changed. I tell you, God wants a people today that's going to walk with him. We that believe, we're in the last church age. Do you believe that tonight? Hear me this evening. Noah was a flood, but then you have Enoch. Enoch never died. Enoch walked with God. Enoch is a type of us today. Enoch walked with God, number 7. And Enoch never died, but he walked in the glory. He walked with God. He didn't have a daughter with God now and again, but he walked with God. The Bible tells us the sons of God are led by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. May the Lord help every one of us that we would surrender our lives to him to such a point that we are yielded by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit. Many times we're guilty. We say things, I've done it. We say things, we regret, we say it, we shouldn't say it. May the Lord help us to guard our tongues, our hearts, and our whole bodies, that we may be blameless at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And many of us believe we have saw his appearing, and we're looking for the second coming of the Lord. Now that might go over some people's head, but it never went over mine. We've saw his appearing, but we are looking for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow your heads with me tonight as we come to pray. The great miracle worker, Jesus Christ. Do you need a touch from God tonight? Are you saved? Are you ready to meet the Lord? What is your emphasis as a preacher? Who do you lift up the most? Who do you talk about the most? Jesus Christ should be the theme of our text. He should be the theme and the center of all. Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you will bless on everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight. Lord Jesus, there's many people suffering from cancer, from this horrible affliction. Lord, I rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray you'll deliver men and women from it in the name of the Lord. Father, touch your people this evening. Everyone that's tuned into this service, touch them. Minister unto them. May you give every one of us a revelation. Lord, what your servant said, the greatest greatest revelation of all revelations is that you never change. I believe that you are unchanged. Your power is the same. Your message, your presence, your teaching, you're unchanged. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can still heal, save, and deliver. Lord, help us not to change your word. If we don't have the faith to come up to it, help us to come up a little higher to the word of God, into agape love. Help us to come up into the agape love, into that love of God, which we're going to need, that agape love. Help us, Lord, this evening. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Bless those tuned in tonight. Bless our nurses. Bless our doctors. Bless your own people, Israel. Lord, bless them. For we know your promise that they'll never be defeated again, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us as Gentiles to be watching and waiting for the catching up. Lord, we know it could happen at any time. The coming of the Lord is imminent. We have saw a super sign. We recognize it. We recognize the super sign. And we know we're in the season of the coming of the Lord. What time is it, sirs? Know your day and its message. Help us, Lord, tonight. Bless us, guide us, lead us, liberate us, bring us out, bring us in, fill us, overflow us with the power of God. Let the rain come on us, then dry us out and give us more rain. But oh God, cause thy face to shine upon us, turn us again, and we shall be saved. Oh Lord, revive us in the midst of the years. In the name of Jesus I pray. Lord, you said a smoke and flax you'll not quench. Oh God, send your fire and your anointing upon the people. May every yoke be broken, every barrier pulled down. In the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit of affliction, every spirit of divination. I bind witches and witchcraft over every home and family in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I plead the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I come against warlocks in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, by the power of Calvary and the blood of the Lamb, I rebuke the devourer over your children in the name of Jesus tonight. I speak peace upon that brother, peace upon that sister, peace upon that boy, peace upon that girl, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh Lord, rid us of unbelief, of the fear of the enemy. Fill us with joy, with the joy of the Lord, with maketh rich and addeth no sorrows. Oh Lord, cause your anointing to come over your people, that every yoke might be broken, that every barrier might be pulled down, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh God, bring us into liberty, liberation, emancipation, proclamation, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Heavenly Father, touch that dear sister. Liberate her. Break the spirit of fear. Break the spirit of bondage. Break the spirit of anxiety over right now. In the name of Jesus, be free. Be loosed in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, we thank you for it, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name, dear Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, have thy way. Restore that man. Renew him. Strengthen him. Cause a hunger and a thirst after the things of God to come upon him in the you are an eagle. From out of Dove to the heavenlies, eagle saints arise. You've been set free. Praise God. Praise God. Eagles. The eagle doesn't struggle. The eagle opens his wings. He doesn't flap like some sort of a chicken trying to fly. But the wind comes over and the eagle opens up his wings and the wind lifts him and carries him. And the wind of the Holy Ghost is what carries us over. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible likens God's prophets to eagles. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a little song says, what a beautiful thought I'm thinking concerning a great speckled bird, for I know that her name is recorded in the pages of God's holy word. Eagles, look up, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Don't let your beak grow over. Don't let your claws become callous. Scratch them on the rock. Beat your beak on the rock. Hallelujah. Feast on the fresh meat of the word of God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Go forward. Go forth in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. God bless you. Where you were weak, may you have strength. Where you had pain, may you have blessing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible cannot be broken. God said, if you will bless Abraham, those that bless you, I will bless. Those that curse you, I will curse. We bless the people of Israel in Jesus' name. And I bless you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless you in the name of the Lord. God bless you this evening. I'm going to put on a couple of songs before we go. I appreciate Brother Gary, Sister Ruth, and the whole family that we can have these songs each week. Praise God. Count your blessings. Join in with a word of song tonight. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. God, your blessings. Spirit of fear and anxiety in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, once